Proclamation number 8094 of 3rd of February, 1962. Influence of the beings of light on man. Free will. The torments of the unredeemed spiritual cause all luminous spiritual to lovingly assist him on his way back from the depths to God. For love will always have a redeeming effect. Love will always be active. Love will want to help because love is divine strength and always has a positive effect. That is why even the fallen spiritual cannot be lost forever, for love does not rest, and it fills all spiritual which is full of light, all creations which have reached perfection, which have remained faithful to God and are therefore constantly permeated by God's love. It is only the free will of the ego-conscious being, which once fell away from God, which sets limits to the light being's activity of love and therefore determines the success, which shortens or lengthens the duration of the return path to God, depending on the attitude of the human being's ego-conscious being towards God. The luminous spiritual must also take this free will into account. It cannot use coercion, it can only ever give its love to the unredeemed and try to persuade it to accept love. However, its influence in the human being's earthly life also has a counter-effect on the part of the one who is responsible for the spirit's apostasy. He, too, tries to influence the human being's will, and the human being himself has to decide which influence he will yield to. Love is a strength which must not find any resistance if it is to become effective on the still unredeemed. However, giving up resistance is a matter of free will. If love could work without resistance, then everything would truly already be redeemed from the adversary's bonds, but the once fallen beings could never reach highest perfection if they were not able to resist the working of love. Complete freedom belongs to the law of eternal order, and every coercion is a violation of this order from eternity. The being was once placed out of God completely free, it could determine itself, and it will also never lose this right, even if it had chosen the path to the abyss. And it would also inevitably take the path to ascent if it had not lost all knowledge after the conscious turning away from God. The darkness it has chosen itself as the cause of its resistance to God, the being lacks the slightest glimmer of realization, of light, what its resistance and its distance from God mean. It does not recognize its wretchedness and yet experiences a state of torment. And therefore it is the constant effort on the part of the world of light to send a ray of light, a ray of love, to this being which dwells in darkness, which can have a calming effect on the resistance as long as it concerns the spiritual being which is still bound in the creations. If the being is then already I-conscious, if it walks the earth as a human being, then it will also be illuminated again and again by the strength of love, and small sparks of light will glimmer which can change the state of ignorance, the state of darkness, and a small glimmer of realization can already determine the human being to give up his resistance, to turn his will towards God. This is the constant endeavor of the world full of light, of the spiritual beings which are full of the light of love from God, which want to radiate this light to the places of darkness, which constantly want to help the still unredeemed to become free from the adversary's power, to attain bright light again, to willingly receive God's illumination of love by which it is touched directly or also indirectly through his messengers of light. To voluntarily accept the light of love from God also means to give up all resistance, it means to receive strength to shape oneself into love, it means to illuminate thinking, it means to awaken the spiritual spark in the human being to life. It means conscious connection with God, because the spiritual spark in him pushes towards the Father Spirit from eternity. and thus the union with God must then also take place. Because the love now radiating into the human being is of such strength that the complete transformation into love also takes place, which lets the created being become a child of God, which is now merged with God and remains so for all eternity, but which nevertheless does not lose the awareness of itself and is therefore inexpressibly blissful. Amen.